This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Like a lot of soldiers, or in my case, former soldier, I have divorced and my ex lives in Florida while I went home to Wisconsin to be close to my family, to finish my education, and to figure out what I wanted to do post-Army. We also share custody, and placement of our son this Thanksgiving will be the first Thanksgiving he spends up here in Wisconsin with me, my girlfriend, and our families. My concern is that our divorce left a very distasteful feeling with my family. I simply do not want my son to hear my family talking about his mother like that, because however my family may feel about his mother, he is entitled to his own relationship with his mother on his own terms. How do I approach this conversation with my family? I do not want them to feel like I am telling them how to behave, or that I do not appreciate their full support of me throughout this entire painful process. I want them to enjoy seeing their grandson, and for my son to enjoy seeing his grandparents. It should be pointed out, my parents are themselves divorced, and I remember them talking about each other to me and my sister, and how bad that made me feel when I was young, and I absolutely do not want my son to go through that. Thank you so much for any insight you can offer. Best, M.
Oh, Em, I just want to commend you for being an excellent father. It is really hard to compartmentalize emotions like this and to really understand the effect that they might have on your child. And I just really want to say that I think you're thinking about this the right way. You're coming at this from the right angle. And I think it's time for a serious sit down with your family. And I think basically what you've said in your email is actually a really good outline for what you can say to them, which is, I want to thank you guys for all of your support for me during this really difficult process that I went through. This is going to be the first year that John is up here with us, and I'm so excited to have him. But one thing that I would really like us to focus on is making sure that all of our conversations, if they at all go to talking about his mother, are really positive. I want him to have a positive view of his mom. I want him to feel like he is supported and encouraged to have that view. So let's all pull together, and we know what we know, and I appreciate and love your support, but I really want to make sure that he never hears us talking badly about his mom. And I think that that's the kind of precedent that you set. And I do think that sitting down, since you are lucky enough to be in the same area as your family, sit down in person. They're going to be able to hear your emotional sincerity. They're going to be able to see the tone that you have on your face and with your body language. And I think that's going to help set it in a way of, I appreciate your support, but now we have to support my son. And his support looks different from my support.
I love that answer. I couldn't agree with my cousin anymore. You really sound like an amazing father. And the way that you explained your approach to this situation and this question gives me absolute confidence that you're going to be able to communicate that to your family. I love Lizzie's idea of starting that conversation with thanks and appreciation for the support they've shown you. I think that's a great way to honor that support and the place of caring it comes from. The only thing that I would add to that answer is to stay persistent in this approach, that your family it may take a little while to internalize this idea, the way that you've presented it. They might even mess up along the way. It's okay for you to continue to correct them, to stay on top of this, to continue to have this conversation if you need to. Sometimes it takes a little while for a new habit to form. And if their habit of thinking about this situation and talking about it is to talk about it in this way, it might take a little while to break that, and you can help them with that. You can even offer to hold them accountable with a little look or some sign that lets them know that they're starting to get into territory where you've all agreed ahead of time that you're going to help them stay out of.
And we hope that this helps. It sounds like you are definitely on the path to having a super successful first Thanksgiving visit with your son. And we wish you a really happy holiday for you and the rest of your family.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.